This goes to Caitlin, Katelyn Geitman, Geitmanpac, fax 989-775-1640. Regarding Matilde, it's Matilde Guerrero. It's Guerrero. Date of birth, January 22nd of 1948. Dear Ms. Geitman, this is a telemedicine follow-up visit for Mrs. Guerrero with stage 4 chronic kidney disease, hypertension, bilaterally small kidneys, and a history of prolonged exposure to NSAIDs in the past. Her last visit was November 15th of 2021. She's been feeling well despite very low kidney function, around estimated GFR around 23. The patient has not been having any uremic symptoms. She denies any nausea, vomiting, no chest pain or palpitations, no cough, dyspnea, sputum production, no edema. Urine is clear and it appears to be a good amount, so no cloudiness or blood, and no nausea, no vomiting or dysphagia also. No diarrhea, no signs or symptoms of dehydration. Medications, medication list is reviewed. I want to highlight the lisinopril hydrochlorothiazide 10/12.5 1 daily, in addition to other routine medications. And she does not use any oral non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs. Physical exam, weight 177 pounds, and this is stable. Blood pressure 120 over 72 and pulse is 82. Labs, most recent lab studies were done March 4th of 2022. Creatinine is stable at 2.1 with estimated GFR of 23. That has fluctuated between 2.1 and 2.3 for more than a year. Albumin 4.2, calcium is 9.4, electrolytes are normal. Phosphorus is 3.6, hemoglobin 12.7 with normal platelets and normal white count. Assessment and plan, 1, stage 4, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels, no uremic symptoms, small kidneys bilaterally, hypertension is well controlled. The patient will continue to have lab studies done every 1 to 3 months. She understands the signs, the uremic symptoms, and will call if any of them ensue, and she'll be rechecked by this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.